All right, Sunday morning, 3:10:24, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title to this is The Turnaround. The Turnaround. And the Lord is saying, you know, it's very tempting to get your eyes on what you're going through and your day-to-day grind and all of that kind of stuff and miss what God is doing right here. That's what the purpose is, a distraction. Lift up your eyes in this nation. There is a turnaround happening. Because of the blame stream, shame stream media, all appears as normal. Evil is seemingly prevailing. It is the fake news. It's not the truth. A turnaround is happening in this nation, in the nations of the world. It has been like a big cruise ship, slowly making a change of direction. You will soon be able to see it in the natural world, and you will feel the shift in your atmosphere. I would have you continue what you are doing, for as I have said to you before, relief is coming. Remember, this has been back nearly, it's real close to the beginning of all of this, when the Lord spoke to me about a cruise ship. How on the cruise ship that we went on to Hawaii, the captain turned, it took him an hour to make one turn in the middle of where we were because there was a volcano going on. He wanted everybody, each side of the ship, to be able to see it. So he took a slow turn. That big boat took 1 hour to make that turn. And that's kind of the analogy. I'm eradicating evil from the earth. My kingdom is coming. My will begin to be seen a little at a time, here a little, there a little. Look for it. My kingdom is coming. In other words, there's signs of it everywhere you go. The evil has tried to snuff it out or overshadow it or overpower it to where people only see going to the grocery store. I heard somebody say this week, they normally used to spend $250 and they come out owing $700 and something at the grocery store. See these kind of things, these kind of distractions. Look for it. The kingdom is coming. It is already here. Shake off the illusion and refuse to walk and live in and under it. See, that's the devil's, that is the purpose. To get you so weary in well-doing that you absolutely forget to see the glory that's really going on around you. You will be able to do this when you begin to set your sights on what is above and not what is seemingly happening in the earth. See, we cannot forget, just like I said in the other word, we can't forget this is a God operation. The enemy would have us looking at all the messes he's making and all the fires we're having to put out. Just the day-to-day drudgery that we're missing the kingdom coming. Let me read that again. You will be able to do this when you begin to set your sights on what is above and not on what is seemingly happening in the earth. Or what politician said this or what politician did that. Have no fear of the changes that are coming. You know what? All you have to do is watch the State of the Union address by the puppet. That ought to tell you right there, this is a big fat show. The little Lake and Riley. Marjorie Taylor Greene sits out there and keeps hollering, say her name. Say her name. We got her name wrong. You got her name wrong. And then he does admit that migrants kill Americans. And he comes out yesterday saying, well, I apologize to the migrants. Nothing about getting her name wrong. See, these kind of distractions and things get your eyes on this garbage, and it is garbage. And off of what God is really doing. Have no fear for the changes that are coming, for I have sealed you and you are protected. You're hid in me. No matter what the devil might trail you and say to you, we've been sealed with that Holy Ghost of promise. Hey, we got the seal of God on our foreheads. Just like the Lord showed me. This mark of the beast is also unhidden, is hidden. And that biometrics is what they use if you've been paying attention. biometrics is what picks up whether you've had the jab or not. They can take a blood sample and see it in your blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. I'll tell you something right there. You're hidden in me. I will not let you fall or fail no matter what circumstances appear. False evidence appearing real. My righteousness will prevail and my peace will make its permanent abode in your life, in your nation, and in your world. I said that you were to be afraid for nothing, for I have already overcome the world. He said that to his disciples before he ever went back. There's no more room for evil anymore. We crowded him out. No room in this inn. Isn't that like God? He tried to push the baby out, but God used it for good. They couldn't find him. The 6,000-year earth lease had me bound from doing my will unless the renter petitioned me. See, we had an earth lease for 6,000 years. When the earth lease is over, then God can do what he wants to do without any boundaries. The only way he could do anything in the earth was if we petitioned him. Why? Because he gave us the earth for 6,000 years. Do not allow the hardness of the journey to cause you to lose sight of what is really happening. Focus on my will being done. If you look, you will see it, and it will turn your mourning into dancing, and you will put off your mourning garments. You'll put those aside, the mourning garments. Isn't it time? It had to be this way, here a little, there a little, in this process. So much has been accomplished, it can no longer be mistaken for what it is now. It's so blatant and out in your face. Transition is what the earth is going through. Birth pains are what you are experiencing. I told you when it came down to the end, it would be this way. Jesus did. He talked to his disciples about it. Matthew 25 over there, I think is the chapter. What is being birthed? The sons of God. The transition phase of the birthing process is the process that brings forth the baby. They say 2024, this is the year. Once the birth is over, all that is left is joy. This is how it will be for you in this nation and the nations of the world. Joy over a new nation. A new nation is being born. It's very chaotic because I am removing the tares from the wheat. It looks messy because what has been hidden in secret is now out in the open. See, before it was all hidden, so we didn't see anything. Now it's in your face. You are witnessing a cleanup operation. Don't miss the show by being bogged down in your circumstances. Blessed are they that can see past all the chaos and see what is really going on. Look beyond the illusion and there will be no more confusion. We declare that the kingdom of God is here, huh?